For the first time in history, two popes, leaders of the Catholic Church, are being canonized at the same time. Canonization is when someone is declared a saint. It's a formal recognition by the Catholic Church that says someone lived a holy life, is in heaven, and that he or she deserves to be honored and imitated by the Catholic faithful. There have been 266 popes in all. 83 of them have been canonized. That includes Pope John the 23rd, who led the Catholic Church between 1958 and 1963, and Pope John Paul II, who led between 1978 and 2005. They're being declared saints this Sunday. And there's an air of expectation and excitement in Vatican City, seat of the Roman Catholic Church.
Overnight, it seems, the tourist shops around Vatican Square are packing in new lines of trinkets and books. Their focus? Two former popes. And sales are booming.
Usually we sell more small images, cards with the prayer, or also the rosaries with the images. They are sold very well.
Never before have two popes been turned into saints on the same day. And Catholics and non-Catholics alike are curious, not only about Pope John the 23rd and John Paul II themselves, but also why they should become saints and why the unprecedented double canonization. Part of it goes back 50 years to the Second Vatican Council, called by John the 23rd to modernize the church. The young bishop, Carol Wojtyła, who was to become John Paul II, was a part of those meetings too. But in the end, the council left the church divided between those who wanted more reform and those who wanted to stick with tradition. Those who knew both men will tell you that Pope Francis is now trying to heal that rift by canonizing two council participants who have come to represent those opposing views.
The Pope is going to bring together in one ceremony the father of the council and the son who put it into action.
Others will tell you that the reason for creating two new saints is because they share Catholic values that make them apt role models for our times.
But there's another, perhaps less spiritual reason. Call it reflected glory in the most literal sense of the term. For Pope Francis, who's already becoming one of the most popular popes in modern church history, to associate himself with two of his predecessors who are also admired can only enhance his reputation, perhaps strengthen the church.
In fact, Francis, John the 23rd, and John Paul II are three church superstars coming together for one canonical moment, certain to unite Catholics and perhaps renew their faith. So, while the Catholic Church already has thousands of saints, and adding two more might not seem like such a big deal, the double canonization of two popes takes on a historical, theological, and popular significance many church fathers hope will give new energy to a most ancient organization. Jim Bitterman, CNN, Rome.